time approximately 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon, date September 9, 1981, Sebaskerville, age is 76, born 1905. Well, Sebaskerville, where was you born at?
Oxford.
What year?
1905.
What's your present age?
76.
Okay, can you tell me what street were you born on in Oxford? Where about?
Spring Street.
Spring Street.
I don't know the number, but it's Spring Street.
Okay, that's over at D. N. Hicks School, where we refer to it now.
That's right next down, next to the Seaboard Railroad, where I was born.
Down to the Seaboard Railroad. Mm-hmm. Can you name the families that lived in your neighborhood at that time? Some of them.
Yeah. Buddy Poultry.
Uh-huh.
Neil Robinson.
Uh-huh.
Miss Bessa Robinson.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Steele.
Uh-huh. Can
Ms.
you tell
Pittman, Miss Pittman?
Miss Pittman. Can you tell me what some of those neighbors did and where they were? Just briefly tell me something
Mr.
about
it. Pittman was a drugstore runner. He runs a drugstore.
Where about?
Right there, right at the side of Cape.
Was Mr. Pittman black or white?
Right.
He's a white man. Mm-hmm. You lived in a white neighborhood, mm-hmm. white and black neighborhood.
Yeah, we was all friends.
Okay. Now, where is your father born in Oxford?
Born in Boylan, Virginia.
Boylan, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He came to Oxford when?
I forgot the year he came.
Mm-hmm. About what age was it when he came to Oxford?
Oh, father. I reckon father was in his forties when he came in, I imagine.
Uh-huh. Okay. When he came in, he was in his 40s?
I imagine he was in his 40s.
Uh-huh. Where did he meet your mother at?
He met on the job. With the Grimms.
What Grimm?
Judge Grimm.
What was your father doing at Judge Grimm?
He met her there.
Oh, he met
her. She was working there.
He was working. She was working there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what age were your mother? She lived in Oxford.
She was younger than father.
She was younger than your father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where was your mother born at?
She was born there on Spring Street.
Where about?
No, she was born over at Dorset Farm.
Dorset Farm.
Yeah.
Do you know Mr. Dorset's name?
Lord, I don't know.
Okay.
Know
how many sisters and brothers were born on that farm with her?
Number one, that was Mary Lee.
Is she living there?
Yeah, she lived in Jersey.
Okay. What's her age, you think?
She's around 79, I'll say 79.
Okay. Were your mother... father and grandparents, do you remember your mother's father or your mother's mother?
Yeah, I remember my mother. My grandmother.
Your grandmother?
Yeah, her name is Meta Smith.
Meta Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me something about your grandmother, what she told
That's
you?
That's Eric Smith's mother.
Meta Smith is Eric
Smith's mother.
Okay, tell me something about your grandmother, Miss Meta Smith.
They call her Hall. It was really treated real rough, and they called it hard.
Was she born in slavery?
Yeah.
And they was Dorset Farm was a slave.
Yeah.
All right, now Dorset Farm is what we refer to now as the Hancock Farm.
That's right.
And that's in front of the Max Factory,
yeah,
the new plant.
Right. That's right.
That's between 158, Highway 158, the Henderson Road,
that's
and I-85.
That's right.
That was the Dorset's farm.
That's right.
And that's where the slaves were.
Yeah.
She was
that's
a slave
right.
on that farm.
Yeah, she was.
Okay. Did your mother talk about how hard they was treated,
yeah,
how they was fed?
They treated mother bad.
Did they have to have a relationship with the masters and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did that.
They did all that too?
Yeah.
They worked hard in the
yeah,
fields?
Yeah, they did that.
Did she talk about if they wouldn't work, how they would treat them? Would they hang them, or how would they treat them if they didn't work?
They treat them real bad, she says. She used to talk about it.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Mrs. Meta Smith, how old do you think she was when she died?
Oh, she was about... I think grandma died about... She was about 85 years old.
Did she ever live with y'all?
No, she lived right below us.
What kind of work did she do after she come off that farm? After she come from slavery, she couldn't do anything. So your mother, y'all looked after her more or less.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you tell me about your mother and what kind of work she did? She worked for George Graham.
She worked for Graham.
What did she do for him?
Well, she stopped help over at the farm, kept getting potatoes and things, doing the thing on the farm.
So,
well, you get the potatoes, you used to, in town, you used to get on your knees and put bags under your feet, on your knees and crawl and make a heap row, see? And throw your potatoes out in the heap row.
What do you mean by heap row?
Throw them in the heap row, and then the men come along and pick them up in the crates.
The ladies would do all the deal.
Yeah, ladies and men would do it.
See? This was your mother.
Yeah.
And she was working.
I did it myself.
For Judge Graham.
Yeah.
So Judge Graham farm was next to the Horner School.
Yeah, behind, like.
Okay.
Between there and over there where Green Acres got part of that farm.
Judge Graham.
And down there where that, on this side of the, where the tennis court going straight on through over there, and Green Acres. And back in there, because starting back there from Hunts Wood, back, that was their territory too, and then they had a big farm right straight back of that.
This is George Graham?
Yeah.
Now, how did your mother's familiar with that whole area because she was born on that farm?
Yeah, sure.
And your grandmother, you think she was born on the Dorset farm?
She was born there.
Okay, what about the, did you ever ask them, did slaves build those walls over Horner School on Hanson Highway, that hold them walls up at Horner School to keep the holy road up because it's hills?
No, I never heard anything about that.
You never heard that, how those walls got built over Horner School?
No.
Okay, so your mother worked at Judge Graham.
Mm-hmm.
And after she finished that, she become a housewife, or she passed?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what school did you go to when you was a little boy?
Me?
When your first school, elementary, first grade?
I went to Reverend Mayo. Used to have the school down there in the old lodge building.
Where is it?
Right next to Luke Henderson, where he's right on the same spot Luke Henderson.
Reverend who?
Mayo.
Mayo.
He used to be the Episcopal preacher. Reverend Mayo, he's the Episcopal preacher up here.
And he had the school in his house?
He had it in the old lodge. The center caught a fire and burned up. Mm-hmm. Burned out, you know.
Yeah.
Then we had to come over there.
You never gone to school in Mr. Gregory's house?
Yeah, I went to school there. Miss Lucille taught me there.
Miss Lucille who?
Well, Lyons.
Taught you?
Lyons taught me in Mr. Gregory's house.
What grade was you in when you was in Mr.
Gregory's? First grade.
First grade. Okay. Do you ever seen or heard of Professor Patillo?
That's Patillo taught me. He's my professor.
Professor Wilder Patillo?
Yeah. That's a candidate too. He come in there. I was there when he was there.
What about Miss Hunt? Was there a teacher, a Hunt teacher?
Miss Anna Laster.
Miss Anna Laster. What about Miss Anna Rogers?
Yeah, she's the whole knocker.
How was she?
I don't know how old she was.
Was she a Brandon then?
Yeah, she was Brandon.
You ever seen her husband, Peyton Brandon?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What did he do?
He was a cobbler.
Was he good?
Oh, excellent good.
He was the best Alabama.
Best it is in Knoxville, I think.
Didn't he teach Mr. Howell?
That's right. Jimmy Howell. Teached him how to cobble.
They was relatives.
Yeah, sure.
And then he taught Ransom Cousin.
Yeah, sure did.
He taught all them.
All them boys, sure did.
Okay. Now, when you was a kid, you would walk from Spring Street, which you lived on Spring Street, which now is Spring Street all the way through.
That's right.
But it was Spring to Hunt Street, Herndon Street.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. When you was going to school, the post office was not where it is now, the old post office. Was that where it is that belongs to the church, or was it?
That's the same place.
You remember that being did you know that the post office was between K-Pot Cleaners and Union Bank? Did anybody ever tell you that's where the post office was?
One place.
Okay. Now, did you say that bank was?
Bank used to be on the corner of Herndon Avenue there.
The bank was on?
Right beside the way the Walters on the restaurant there, that right piece. Right on that corner, Dr. Herndon's bank.
That's where the bank was, when you was a little boy.
Right there.
Now, let's talk about the First Baptist Church. If that church was new when you was a little boy walking by.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't old. It hadn't been long been built.
No, sure it hadn't. But we stopped there and sat down in the shade.
Okay. Now, how far did you go in school?
Fourth grade.
You went to the fourth grade, mm-hmm. and then you stopped and started working.
Yeah, I had to go to work.
You had to go to work in the fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And did you have a brother?
Yeah, Dave.
What did he do?
He worked for Graham.
Graham?
Milk dairy.
What did he do over there at the milk dairy?
Milk the cow, work on the farm.
What age?
The river milk.
How far did he go in school?
I think Dave went in there about the fourth grade, too.
How many years
well,
old?
We had to stop and go to work.
How much older he were older than you? Just guessing.
Dave is, I think Dave was around about 79 years old.
Okay, he's about 4 or 5 years older than you.
Yeah, yeah, well.
And so when he quit school, he went to work for Gus Graham.
He's Judge Graham.
Judge Graham.
Yeah, used to be the judge up there.
And he worked in the dairy.
Yeah.
That's what he did
yeah.
all his life, worked on the farm
yeah,
and in the dairy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Now, what did your father do? Where did he work at?
Taz Basketball.
Uh-huh.
He raised hogs, raised farm. He had truck farm, cotton and stuff like that.
Where did he farm at?
Oh, on the Oates Burris farm, out there on the hills and highway.
How far?
Elizabeth Burris in there?
Uh-huh.
Out there on her daddy's farm. That's about 3 or 4 miles in town, I really call it out there.
Okay. Where else did your father work at?
He used to work on the railroads.
Okay, doing what?
Like pumping one of them old hand cranks like you're pumping.
What do you mean by hand pump?
You know the old hand cranks where you pump. You throw men on, two men on, two over here.
Uh-huh.
That's what he used to do.
Oh, that's what your father did?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what did you do after you went to school? You quit school, you went to work at the farm,
too? I went to work, I worked at the Judge Graham for a while, too.
Okay. Now, let's go back to your mother's brother, Mr. Alex Smith, and tell me where he worked at and what kind of work did he do.
He worked at Horner School.
He worked at Horner School?
Yeah.
And what did he
do? That was his first job.
That was his first job. Mm. What did he do at Horner School?
He was the butler there.
He was the butler. Mm. That means when people come in, he showed them where they stayed
yeah,
and worked around.
Yeah, washed dishes and do all that stuff.
About how many years you say he worked around?
I don't know.
About 30 years?
Yeah, he worked there a long time.
Okay, who else was cooked over there? Who else worked over there?
Miss Sally Edwards.
Miss Sally Edwards. Mm. She was a cook, too.
Yeah.
Okay, did she have a restaurant, too, in Oxford?
I don't know if she run a restaurant at the time or not. I don't believe she was. She might. But I can't even dig it up.
But she was working at Horner School.
Yeah, she worked there until Montgomery worked there.
Okay. Now, we're going to leave Horner School and go to the Woman's College, or what you call it, Girls College over on the...
Hopgood College.
Hopgood
yeah.
College. Uh-huh. Okay, tell me about the Hopgood College.
Well, they had a bunch of girls there, and they had ice house. You got that? They had an ice house down there.
They had ice house on the corner of Kingsbury.
And ice house behind the college.
Okay, the
and
ice.
Where the ice frozen over, where they go and cut it, is on Henderson Street.
And King Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
On Henderson Street.
They were explain to me what you mean by freeze it and cut it when it freezes.
It freezes in the wintertime, it really freezes over.
They had they dug out a place like a pond.
Yeah,
like.
That's right. They had it some reason or they had it fixed there.
Uh-huh.
So it should freeze over.
Uh-huh.
And they cut all the ice and bring it up there back at the college
uh-huh.
and put it in the ice house. They had an ice house at the back of the college.
Uh-huh.
That's why they cut all the ice down there and bring it up there.
That's what they would do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who worked at that ice house?
Oh, man, George Scott, he cuts it.
Mr. George Scott?
Yeah.
He was the one that ran the ice house for the Hopgood College.
Yeah, he cut it.
Okay, now who worked at the college? What, Mrs. Epps there?
Yeah, Mrs. Phyllis Epps worked there.
She worked there too?
Yeah, she did.
Was she was the house lady or something?
I don't know whether she was a house lady or cook, one or the other. I believe she cooked.
Did Mr. Carter work there? You ever heard of a Carter?
Gus Carter?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Gus worked there.
He worked there too?
Yeah, Gus was one of the right-hand men.
Okay, and who else? What about Mr. Oscar Morton?
That's right, the Joe Moses, I mean, what's his name, honey? Pearl Moten, daddy worked there.
What did he do there?
I don't know what he do. He worked there.
Wasn't he the man that held a livestock, stocked the cows and grade the cows and the horses and stuff for the school?
I don't know what he did, but they had horses and cows there.
I heard that that's what he did.
Well, I didn't know what he done there, but I know he worked there. When you spoke about it, it come to my remembrance of that.
And Mr. Gus Carter worked there.
Yeah.
Gus there. Yeah, he worked there too.
Yeah.
While we over in that area, you ever heard of a lady named Miss Nancy Lee? The little over on Henderson Street was a midwife. Anybody ever tell you about a midwife? Who was a midwife in your area?
Nancy Lee? You talking about Miss Nancy Lee? Miss Cynthia Young.
Miss who?
Cynthia Young was a midwife.
She was a midwife?
Yeah, Cynthia Young.
Oh, yeah? Where, in your area?
No, she was between there and Raleigh Street. Her home was over on Raleigh Street.
Was she black?
Yeah.
Can you tell me anything about Miss Cynthia Young, her husband?
She was good. Dawson Young was her husband.
What did he do?
He worked down at the factory. Down there to a Young Pure Tobacco Company used to be. He was a fireman there.
Did you ever go to the Hopgoods College at any time?
You ever been? I was going to care groceries and things.
Who was you working for?
R.S. Montague.
Was he black or white?
White.
And you worked at the grocery store?
Yeah.
How did you deliver groceries?
On a wagon.
On a wagon?
Grocery wagon.
All over town?
Yeah. Everybody.
You familiar with Oxford?
Yeah, I know Oxford. Sure do.
What age you think you were when you started delivering groceries?
I started delivering about 14 years old.
That was after you left them on the farm?
Yeah.
You were 14?
14 years.
And you familiar with Oxford?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Spring Street, you had a spring down there, didn't
you? Yeah, that's right.
Where was the spring at?
The spring real on the hill front. The spring is right there in that bottom there. Right across the street from Robinson Place. Now we're living right here, like this. And the spring was right over here from us, right next to the railroad.
And that's where it got it. That's where it got its name, Spring
that's
Street.
Right, that's
now, what was up the street from you? What did they have on that street? A porch or house? What you say was up there, built up that area? What kind of?
You mean up above me? That's my people live back
up. I'm talking about what kind of business. Wasn't it a business in that area? Was a warehouse or something on that street?
No, we didn't have no warehouse.
You had no warehouses? No. No kind of businesses on Spring Street?
I said not on the next part.
Okay. Now, Hopgood College, it was for girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing but girls.
Nothing but girls. Okay. Now, what I want you to tell me about now is downtown Oxford, how it looked. And how high was that hill that go up your house going toward Gillum Street?
Going up Gillum Street?
Yeah.
It Spring was really Street. Steep.
It was real steep.
Yeah, really steep.
They done cut it down and grade it down.
Yeah, it used to be really steep.
In the wintertime, it's just impassive for cars.
You couldn't make it. Sometimes you had to go around, turn around, go back.
Now, was Hillsborough Street the same way going from William Cleaner straight up the top of there where the monument
was? Yeah, there used to be a hard hill at Hillsborough Street.
It was so high they had steps on each side of it.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And how long had that monument, was that, as long as you lived, that monument was in Oxford?
It was sitting there.
Did your grandmother ever tell you that monument was there all her life, or your mother?
No, I just throw you out of the way. I just checked it out myself, see where.
What did they tell?
Had moved.
Did anybody? Why did they say the man was pointing south? Why did they? What did they ever say about that? You ever ask it about?
No, I never asked nobody that. I hear them talking about some of that stuff like that.
Okay. You ever heard anybody while you working and moving around Oxford? And you know a lot of people. You ever heard anybody say how Oxford got its name? What was it named after?
No, I did hear somebody say somebody one time, but I forgot. I forgot that.
Okay. Now I want you to tell me about, all the streets was dirt.
Nothing but dirt.
And bricks.
Nothing but, I used to have to wear boots up to my hip to get along through the streets with the girls. Sometimes I had to get off the wagon. That's right, I had to get off the wagon to let the horse pull along through the woods.
What I want you to,
that's the truth.
What I want you to name for me now is to tell me how many businesses was uptown owned by blacks when you was a little boy back then. And I want you to start with, why don't you start with any way you want to start, Greedy Harris or wherever you want to start it, and tell me.
Greedy,
let's go at Main Street.
Greedy Harris was one.
The restaurant was where Scott is now.
That's right.
Okay, what other black business was on that side of the street?
Nobody, yeah.
He was the only one on that side of the street. All right, now what about on the side Hall Drugstore was on?
No white, but none below ever white though.
Okay, until you get to where William Breedlove is.
Yeah,
I mean, now what was that?
There was some business right on, I can't think who run that business.
Did Mr. Johnson have a business in there?
Yeah, Johnson did have a business in there. Yeah.
Okay, what about down in the basement? Were there a restaurant down
there?
Yeah,
a restaurant, but I just remember now who run that.
Okay, now who else? Did Mr. Harris move his restaurant to back of where William Breedlove is now?
Did he agree to have?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he moved down. He had to move from that place where he is on Main Street because somebody else had bought that place.
And he moved?
He moved down that by the jail.
And Jack Kingsbury, wife, they had a restaurant
there. Yeah, they had a restaurant.
Did you ever see Jack Kingsbury?
No, I saw his wife.
What age was she when you
his
seen
her? Wife was, I reckon his wife will remind me of Stella Wall, a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Who helped in a restaurant?
Well, Raz Cheatham, he helped. That's Lewis Cheatham brother. Then Nancy, she used to go up there and help him, Margaret.
Who was Nancy?
Nancy Cheatham.
Where did these Cheathams live?
Nancy Cheatham lived down there where we live. The little house sitting up there on the hill there, as you go up Bryant Street. They live there, a little small.
Bayonne Street now?
Huh?
Where's
Bryant Street. Going across Spring Street. There's Bryant Street up here.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Bryant Street.
Okay.
Well, they live right down the corner, Nancy Cheatham and the
village.
Uh-huh. One house sitting there, one black house sitting there up there.
Uh-huh. And she helped.
Yeah.
In that restaurant.
Yes.
What happened to Mrs. Kingsbury?
She died.
Did she have any relatives here?
No, I ain't heard of any.
Huh?
I haven't heard of any.
Did her husband have any here?
No, I haven't heard of any. He hung himself, that's all I know.
Where did they live?
They live right there back of the jail.
They live there. They live where?
They live behind it. They live behind the cafe.
Had a room in the back?
Had a house back there. The house attached to the cafe. They lived and they had a pot of prayer there.
A pot of prayer?
Yeah, tell you every time somebody come now, he'll notify you.
He will?
Yes, sir. He'll walk from one corner of that railing to the other. He'll tell you every time anybody come by there.
Did you know the jailer? Did they have a black jailer here in Oxford?
Yeah, I forget his name.
Was
My it? Dad used to talk about him all the time.
Was it Willa Miles?
No, I just can't think.
Was he a mother?
I don't know. My dad used to talk about him.
What did he say about him? Did he sleep in the jailhouse?
He said that after he died, I believe he died.
Uh-huh.
And after he died, I heard my daddy say that they won't ever never give a black jailer no more here.
Mm-hmm.
He had heard it, you know.
Uh-huh.
I asked him one day, I never get that. I said, why you say that? It's because they never give enough. The white people gonna take over.
Was there ever any white black police chief or blacks back then?
Mm-hmm.
Was it magistrates or anything like that back then?
No.
Did you ever hear of any black lawyers?
I haven't heard of that.
Okay, can you tell me where Ed Ridley worked at?
Ed Ridley on the market.
Where?
Right down where the fire was, he was now.
Who worked in there with him?
Him and Sampson were together, old man Major Sampson.
And who else?
Dave Murrow.
Okay. And who else was in there with him?
That's all. Dave Murrow was the delivery man.
He was the delivery man for them.
He drove a horse and buggy.
Okay. They was butchers.
Yeah.
Cutting meat. Well, they were the only butchers in town.
Only butchers in town.
Won't no white butcher.
Didn't have no most.
Everybody had to come to that market.
Where was black? Go there and get your meat. That's all. Then you wouldn't get none.
You wouldn't get no meat. Okay. Now, what was upstairs over there? Was it an opera house?
Let me see. It was something up there. It was something up there, but I just forgotten that where it is. But it's something upstairs over.
It was the opera house, and that's where everybody went to have dance. The schools went up there for plays.
I just forgotten that.
Uh-huh. Now, what about the buggy factory, the wheel factory?
Buggy factory across the street over there.
Now, what was in the, what was on the corner, like Hoopercock factory or something? Right there where the Hancock building is, John the Seaboard Railroad.
Well, that was a buggy factory, too. They had two buggy factories.
Do you know who worked in the, do you know any of the people that worked in the one by the railroad track?
On the buggy factory?
Uh-huh.
Mr. Fields?
He was a man, a supervisor.
Keith Fields, daddy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And who else?
And his brother worked in there. His brother, I think he worked over the other one, I think.
Uh-huh.
Burns Fields, daddy.
Uh-huh.
He worked on there.
Did Mr. Meyer work over there, too?
Yeah, he worked there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay,
and,
now.
I guess all the black I know
right. Okay, where Mass Drugstore is now, can you tell me what was first in there when you was a little boy when we went to Wheelbrook?
That was the stable.
That was the stable.
Stable for the red horses.
What was after they rented horses in there as a stable?
William Cleaner come in there.
Would it? If I tell you what it was, a Chinese laundry in there?
Yes, it was, Corey. That's right.
That's what that is, I'm telling you.
Huh?
Yeah, Chinese was in there.
Chinese
had two places. He went in the two places, you know.
It was a Chinese laundry.
Yeah, he went in there.
That's right.
It was. Then William Cleaver come in there.
Huh?
Then William Cleaver come in there. Coming in with me. I mean, them all went in there together.
Mm-hmm. And then William Cleaners came in.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what did they call them houses down below William Cleaners?
Well, red houses back there.
Uh-huh.
It was Sludge House.
What did they call it? The Red Road.
Red Road. Yeah, I lived down there.
You lived down
there? I moved off Spring Street. We did. And we moved down there.
To the Red Road.
Yeah,
Red Road. Right across the street. Is that where the city kept some of the equipment? Fire engines or trucks or horses?
That's
or,
right.
Huh?
That's right.
That's what the city owned that property then.
That's right.
That one was down there.
That's right.
Was William Henry Couch come from on that corner over there? Where the grill used to be?
I don't know where you're down there.
Okay. What was on the corner from William, right there when the Chinese laundry and the buggy factory was there? What was across the street right where the service station is now?
Well, they were Central Service Station?
Yeah, right around where William Cleaners, right there where you worked at.
It used to be a, I don't know, they had a filling station there.
Do you know what was there before that service station was there? Do you, did anybody?
Vernon Taylor was there.
Huh?
Vernon Taylor was
what
there.
What was that?
Filling station.
Did anybody ever tell you it was a hotel there?
Mm.
A rooming house?
No. Was it a black rooming house?
Uh-uh. It was white. Okay, what was next to it? That's where the other buggy factory was?
Yeah, that's the buggy factory.
Uh-huh. Do you know who worked in that one? In that factory?
Fields worked there.
Who?
Fields' brother.
Uh-huh. Did a man get killed there?
Yeah, I forgot now who he was. Got killed there with a...
Well, the head of the law, don't
they? Those buggies
are.
Come on, little son, listen here.
Did Fred Hunt, any of his family ever worked in that place?
Charles Hunt worked there.
Now, what was next after we leave there? What was up there next further up the street?
That was Sally Edmonds. I mean, that was a man, Frank Edwards' restaurant.
Frank who?
Frank Edwards' restaurant.
Frank Edwards?
Yeah. homeless restaurant on that street. He's black.
Frank Edwards had a restaurant.
Yeah.
Where, what building?
Right in there by the theater.
And what else was next from
that? Wilbur's Barbershop was on the other side of that.
First?
Wilbur's Barbershop was on this side. Frank Edwards here.
Right across in front of the City Hall now.
Right over there, outside the theater. Right where the theater's sitting now. That theater they made it larger. There used to be black folks in there, none but black folks.
Was it a rooming house up next from there?
You'd like to meet a rooming house down there where Hugh used to run his press club.
Where who?
Hugh used to run his press club.
And you don't remember a rooming house up from that, right there where Virginia Gift Shop is?
No.
What was in that area? What was on up there?
Where?
Did Mr. Canada have a jewelry store in that area?
I don't know. I just can't remember that.
What else was black was
in
that
room? I remember Hugh. Hugh the mail run.
That's right.
Right between the Chevrolet place, right in there where Morton and Sherman Hardware is now. Total fence and all that mess up there now. Like
where the Chevrolet place keep his used cars. That's
on this side.
That's where the man had a
cleaner right there.
Okay, let's go back and tell you. Can you tell me where the first blacksmith shop was at Knoxville?
First blacksmith shop around there, that little, what corner of the alley going there by the dimes?
Behind the restaurant.
Yeah, go right in there.
Who worked, who ran that?
Bailey. I forget the man that he did, he used to have.
Was it Lonnie Hicks?
Lonnie Hicks and Bailey used to run.
Okay. Well, Peter went in there?
Yeah, Peter was in there.
Saw the dog?
Yeah, I know Peter, I don't know the other guy.
You ever know Lonnie Hicks?
Yeah, Lonnie Hicks belonged to the same church I did.
Were he in there too?
Yeah.
On the blacksmith shop?
Lonnie Hicks was the head knocker.
He was the head man?
Yeah.
Okay. You ever heard of what was the funeral home man name? They had a shop downtown.
It's me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You did
too? Peter was a big shop right there, and then Peter Johnson was upstairs on the plumber.
Who?
Peter Johnson. He had a plumber shop there. Peter Johnson.
Who is Peter Johnson?
You don't know Peter? No, you don't know him.
Charleston.
Peter Johnson had a he had a plumber shop. He'd take his bug and go around and fix speakers in there.
Where was the shop at? Right there where Ryan?
Right upstairs there. Right there where Morton and Sherman on that end, right there.
He had a plumber. He was a plumber.
Yes,
he was a black man.
Nobody but him.
Black man.
Yeah.
Only plumber in town?
Only black plumber he was in town.
Was it a white plumber here?
No.
He was the first plumber.
He was the first plumber.
Now, where did he live?
He lived there. Lived upstairs. He had a horse and buggy, had a stable back there.
He lived where he had his shop at. Did he go to church in Oxford?
I don't know if he go to church.
He didn't have no relatives or anybody?
I ain't heard of none.
How long did he live?
No. I don't know how long Pete lived. A long time.
What age was he when you learned?
Oh, he was not come to recognize and come to remember him. He was right old age of a man then. I don't know even where he come from.
Would it be hard if I go around there and ask people, do they know Peter Charleston?
No.
They know it.
Yeah.
White and black.
These are all the people my age will know him.
They would know him.
Yeah.
That he was the first plumber.
Yeah.
And
that old man Davis coming there the next. James Davis' dad.
Who is Jane Davis?
You know Jane Davis, who died here a couple of years ago. But married the Bass girl, don't you?
What?
Larry Bass's daughter. Jane Davis used to run a cafe over the south of Virginia.
Okay, and he was black.
Yeah.
And he came in with Peter Charleston.
Yeah, with Peter Charleston. They were running the plumbing shop.
Where did Jane Davis live?
Jane Davis lived in the south hill.
I'm talking about, he didn't live in Oxford.
No, he moved away from there.
Well, what was he living before he...
I'm talking about Little James. I ain't talking about the boy's man's dad.
I'm talking about the man that did the...
His dad, I don't know where he died. Old man Davis died.
Do you know where he lived at in Oxford?
No.
Okay. And he was a plumber.
I've forgotten where he lived.
He was a plumber.
Yeah, they were two plumbers. They worked together. Peter Charlson and Old Man Davis worked together.
Okay. Now, what else did Ed Ritland do? Where did he live? On Riley Road? We ran the meat market.
Yeah, he lived on Riley Road.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you want to talk about William Ritland, the one that cut half?
He ran a barbershop.
He ran a barbershop. He owned all the property on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever tell you it was a bar there on Wall Street?
Yeah, it used to be a bar on Wall Street. Big Ford used to run it.
Who?
Big Ford.
Who?
Big Ford Ritland.
Big?
We call him Big Ford Ritland. Ed Ritland. Ed Ritland run it. Run the bar.
And he ran the bar?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did they have a place on the corner down there, what, a rooming house or something?
Yeah.
What was the name of it?
I don't forget the name. I didn't know the name, but I forgot.
What's it called?
That's been a long time. The Bama.
Bama.
Yeah.
Call it Bama.
Yeah.
That's what it was called.
Yeah.
They rented rooms there.
Huh?
They rent rooms around the Bama.
Yeah.
That was around there where the armory is.
Yeah, that's right. Pulled that floor down.
Uh-huh, where the mule stayed, what we call it.
Right,
that's
right.
Well,
it was about right there where the
pub lives. That's where it was. Okay. Did you ever meet Dr. Shaw?
Yeah.
You ever talk with him?
Yes, sir. I love Dr. Shaw.
Can you tell me something about the man? Character was he a good man?
Well, Dr. Shaw was pretty good in a way, but he always tried to make it hard for the poor man.
What you mean, make a hard
way? Well, the time the welfare came out and all that stuff, all the people working on these welfare jobs, digging dishes and things, bathing and half naked, he didn't want to give the people the food. He wanted to see so about it. I was only to see him once, twice. And he don't want to hold the food back. He just didn't want to give it to the black folks. You got to go get all of them. You go get all of some time and bring it there. Then he'd tell you carry it back. He didn't want to accept.
Where was he at? We had an officer.
He was the head of the food program with the Taylor crowd, you know.
Who was the Taylor?
Lee Taylor and all of them, Matty Taylor and all of them. They were the head of them.
Were they white or black?
White.
Okay. Did you ever know where his farm was?
Yeah. His farm was up here on the Stillwell Road.
Where Harris's Inn is?
That's right.
Well, that was his farm.
Yeah, that's it.
Did you know who lived out there, who farmed his land for him?
Harris used to farm it.
Oh, and then after he got tired of, he sold the property to the Harrises. What do you think about Dr. Shaw? You think he one of the greatest men ever been to Oxford?
I don't think so. Nothing, I think.
What do you think? What do you say?
I don't know.
Well, he founded the school.
Yeah, he founded the school. It's true.
Uh-huh.
But I had dealing with him. I know how he treated us black folks, because I was one of them.
Uh-huh. And what else did he do? What he thought he was, what he wanted, you look down to him.
He wants you to look down to him all the time.
Mm-hmm. And he dealt with Big Shot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he did. He'd help people that didn't need help.
Pastor stuff. Him and William Ridley were good for that.
Him and who?
William Ridley.
William Ridley.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Can you tell me a little bit about how he handled his businesses. Didn't he own all those buildings downtown?
It was his shop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He owned all those buildings downtown.
Yeah.
Do you know, who was the first doctor that your parents or anybody ever told you was in office, the first black doctor?
Well, our first black doctor was Dr. Boyd.
Can you tell me a little bit about him?
Yeah, he's all right.
He was?
Yeah.
He's a fine man.
Yes, he is.
Did he do a lot for Oxford? Was he
he done a great deal for Oxford.
Uh-huh. Was he a businessman? Yeah.
Well, you had the money, well, you didn't have the money.
He would come to you. He would come to
you? Yeah, he would wait on you. You go there, he wouldn't turn you down. He ain't like it is now.
He was a fine man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know who was the next black doctor that was in Oxford?
Dr. Anderson.
Can I tell you who was the next black doctor in Oxford? You ever heard of Dr. Ford?
Dr. Ford?
Uh-huh.
No.
Dr. Diller?
Yeah, I know Dr. Dill.
All right, well, he was before Dr. Anderson. Tell me about Dr. Dill.
No, I'm talking about Dr. Boyd.
Who did Dr. Dill marry?
I don't know.
Did he marry Reverend Jenkins' daughter?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
What about
Dennis? I'll tell you what I know.
What about Dennis? Huh? Who was the first black dentist in Oxford?
Doc Gibbs.
Oh, do you know Miss Betty Owen?
Yeah, I know Miss Betty Owen.
Did you ever hear of Dr. Burke?
No.
Huh?
I haven't heard of him.
Dr. Burke was the first black dentist in Oxford.
I can't remember him. Huh? I didn't remember. I just can't remember.
You know,
I'll just tell you what I remember.
Did you know where Ed Smith Funeral Home was uptown?
Yeah.
Where was it at?
Right up there where Firestone Place is.
Okay, when Dr. Burke was in that same building upstairs, didn't Shepherd start out up there too?
Well, he started upstairs now.
Wasn't he in that block uptown too?
I just remember.
Did Ed Smith have a shoe shop?
Yeah, a shoe shop, undertaker too. He did both.
What type of guy was he?
I thought a lot.
Did you know, did you ever hear talk of another undertaker before Ed Smith? Anybody ever tell you that it was another man here in business?
An undertaker?
Uh-huh. You ever heard of a Hester? Caldwell?
No, I haven't heard of
that. That don't sound familiar.
Mm-hmm. I can't get that.
Okay. What about movie theaters? You heard of Young?
John Young.
Tell me about him.
He's running right up there where the cemetery is, right in it. Right in the street there, like coming in your street.
How was he?
He was pretty good. I thought a lot of him.
You ever heard of Miss Meta Cooper?
Yeah.
How was she?
She was a friend of ours. She was all right.
She was?
Yeah.
So what did she do?
She ran a cafe.
Was she a good business lady?
Almost, yeah.
Was she a nice lady?
Yeah, she was.
Good to people?
Yeah.
Were her restaurant beside the graveyard, where the street is now?
Her restaurant is right in there beside John Young.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she was a good lady.
Yeah, she was.
Can you tell me where that first laundry was at in Oxford that you remember when you was a little boy, when you came up, didn't know about cleaners? Where was Cape Cod Laundry was or any of those?
I know Cape Cod. Cape Cod was right there where it was.
Was Oxford Laundry downtown where the club is now, across from Hardy's?
No, I was going way down there.
It wasn't
that far down, I don't think. I just remember them, but it wasn't that far out.
Uh-huh. Do you know who worked at Cape Cod Cleaners?
What you mean?
Way back when you was a little boy.
Yeah, he had boy and all that stuff.
Did Dewey Park here work?
Dewey Park worked.
He did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me anything about the churches in Oxford? About their establishment, did they have large congregations back in those days, since you're a reverend? What do you think about the churches back in those days?
Well, they were a little bit more spiritual back then. You take some of the churches I know back there when I was a young boy, I'd go to them. I had to go because mother and father carried me.
Uh-huh.
Not the church you sit around on Hildebrand Street. I used to go there and I enjoyed.
What church did you come up in?
Methodist Church.
Uh-huh.
I used to come up in the Methodist Church down on Hildebrand Street, right there where Ray used to be.
Uh-huh.
They moved that church.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where I come up here.
You came up in that church?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Reverend Isom was my pastor.
Uh-huh.
And I came up there.
Mm-hmm.
The churches that back there in them days, they didn't like me. They were more friendly than they are.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't friendly like they was then when I come up.
Mm-hmm. What about the relationship between white and black back in those days when you was a little boy?
Well, we went along together.
Since you came from a neighborhood.
Yeah, they went along together. I go there and say I'll eat with a neighbor with me.
Uh-huh.
They come on my house and eat with us and play together. I go over there and they come on in here where you can get you some dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So the mother would set the table there for all of us. Big Neil Ross and Henry Ross. Oh, them had big biker guys. Impure and Adam. Everybody was in there, we sat down and eat together.
Can you tell me anything about the hospital? How it looked way back, a long time ago, up there at the White Grammar Hospital. Was that the first hospital in Oxford?
No, we had one somewhere else. I'm trying to think of where it was. We had an old building somewhere. I just remember that.
Did you ever see the Grammar Hospital before they built the new one? What was it? How did it look?
Well, it looked pretty good.
Old big houses or something?
I thought it looked kind of like a big house.
Were white and black going to the same hospital then? Where did the blacks go? Before Susie Cheatham?
Yeah, blacks, hey, I never know no blacks go out there. Not when they opened up the first old month.
Did you ever hear anybody tell you where blacks had to go before Susie Cheatham was open?
No. They went to Durham though, I know.
Where did people get water from? From wells all over town?
We should carry water from up there to Coal clean to Spring Street.
From where?
From the coal house.
Where did you get the water?
There used to be a water pump sitting out there, right there where you go down in the basement, on that side.
Where the back where the jail is?
Yeah, on that side. They had a pump there. And we used to pump not only me, and all the people in the red house. And the Carol Road from there, clean away all the Spring Street. And the Carol Road board to keep them that come up at night, get water.
What happened in wintertime? How did you
do the same thing? The same thing as what we carried water.
And all the whites, everybody lived in that area.
Everybody lived on Nance and Earl Hunt and them on the earliest of them on the hill at the railroad. We all just took water, carried water way over there.
Did you ever know Mr. Rootgard?
Yeah, I know Ruth. Well, you know I do.
What did he used to do?
I don't know. I've forgotten now what Ruth did. He worked for the city a while, I think.
Did he ever light the gas lounge? Did they ever tell you?
My daddy did that, too.
Your daddy did what?
Yeah, he have done that.
How did he do it?
Gas.
What did he tell you how he do it?
He didn't tell me. He said he had to light them. I know he had to go and light them, but he lit them all around town up there. I don't know how far he'd go. Well, I think a man guy went far and he went far.
What did they do about who cleaned? How did you get your toilets cleaned out in jail? How did you do that?
Ira Dale hauled that stuff in a dump car.
Who?
Ira Dale.
Ira Dale?
Yeah, hauled that stuff in a dump car. Stuff you'd be stinking all over the whole streets. I aspire to see that thing come.
Damn, you're going to make my husband sick.
Did Mr. Couch work, did old man Couch work with him?
No, Fred Smith.
Fred Smith worked with him?
Yeah, Fred Smith drove one too. He had a red mule.
Red mule?
I had a black mule, yeah.
Why did it have different color?
What the hell, all that stuff.
Ira Day.
Ira Smith.
Ira Smith and Fred what?
No, Ira Day and Fred Smith. Ira Day and Fred Smith.
Where did he live? You know where he
lived? That stuff all the way down the hill over here and dump it and hold.
Where?
Haul it back over here, right behind the dog pen over in there. Haul it back over and dump it in the hole.
What would they go around and clean out the toilet?
Clean out the toilet shelf and throw it up in the car.
They're working for the city.
Working for the city.
City cleaned them out free.
Yeah.
And Ira Day and Fred Smith.
Yeah.
You didn't know where Ira Day lived?
Yeah, you can live right there outside Fairbowl. Right up there where
the
house used to be sitting outside the pool room. That's where you should. You know the other house you sit there?
Is it anybody else in Oxford related?
To?
Who related to Ira Day living there? Nobody?
I don't know where I'm sure.
Will Day now?
No, they up north somewhere.
What about?
He got a big daughter somewhere up north.
What about Fred Smith?
Fred dead.
He didn't have no relatives?
That was Will Smith's brother.
Oh.
See, Will worked in the barbershop too, you know, and on Undertaker. You know where Will Smith is from, Undertaker. I know you know where that is, because you know
him. Yeah, I'm sick of my super relatives.
Mm.
Okay. Can you tell me anything else anybody else did working for the city? Any kind of work like that? Who was the first Man, people that worked around there with water and all that stuff, well, did they have water?
Oh, man, Lewis Roberts.
Who?
Lewis Roberts, he was a waterman when they started. Had to put in water.
Where'd he live?
He ran a pump. He looked after the pumps. He lived down here on Gramble Street. I mean, Orange Street.
Was he black or white?
Black.
He was the first man?
Yeah.
They worked with the
water. Working with the water people.
How did they do?
Pump. They had a pump. They had one of those old big pumps built in the ground.
Uh-huh.
And one right down here. Well, you should, I think about that. Get that thing run all night long.
Where was it at?
Down in the pasture back of every piece.
They had a pump down, a
yeah,
pump house.
Pump water, yeah.
And where was the pump and water? To the city buildings and that's all?
To the city building, yeah.
That was the first building that had water was that's the city
right.
building.
That's right.
And the pump house and the water was down here on Granville.
Down,
right,
down there off Orange Street.
Off Orange Street.
Down there in the pasture down there, every pieces.
And that's where they pumped the water yeah. for that, get the water tank.
So
and it was the first buildings. And that's the first bill where water was pumped was in the city building,
mm-hmm.
in the courthouse.
That's right.
And they pumped it from down there uptown.
From there, they pumped it from the one way on back of Murray Falls School.
Okay. And Mr. Lewis Roberts.
Yeah.
He kept the pumps
yeah,
running.
So he kept them going. Him and McNeil.
Who?
Neil, his brother Neil. He helped too.
Neil Roberts.
Yeah. Dad, when they sell them pumps are there. One, two, three. There's three pumps.
Three pumps.
And one down on the ice plant. Sitting down there in that field.
Okay.
That's where we'll be getting our water.
The ice plant on Orange Street, on Sycamore Street.
Yeah.